listening to The Juke Joint on WMWM 91.7. We've got GA20 live in studio here on The Juke Joint. I'm Aaron. Sean's at the board. Zeke is assisting, and GA20 is about to hit the stage. Take it away, GA20.
Thank you. here at WMWM truly appreciate great music like this, and we would personally like to thank the band, who will be coming in for an interview right after they finish this set, presenting such great music. Once again, this is The Juke Joint. You are listening to GA20 here live in studio at 91.7 WMWM Salem, a broadcast service of Salem State University.
What?
Giggling Sean. And GA20 in studio. Should have been Tat, right? When you have, you know. That was just. That was great sound. And hearing it live, beyond hearing what heard on the recordings, I could hear that all the way down the hall. You have another album out too, right?
Not you.
You're bad.
So, you guys came back. I really appreciate that. But what brought you guys together in the first place? Because I was listening to you before you put this band together. So, how did you guys initially meet?
Year on the road, Charlie Muscle White, who I toured with, was out with Ben Harper, so I had like an open year, which I haven't had for like 11 years, so I knew I was going to be around, and so we started this project, just kind of get some local dates, and it's kind of getting popular.
And speaking of local dates, when did that perform on your date list? I mean, when you caught that live
session? Let me just ask that. I have it written down right here. March 26th and 27th, we're playing at the House of Blues in Boston in the Foundation Room. We're doing a pre- after parties with Gary Clark shows. That's 26th. And then April 18th, we're right close to you guys, Chianti, Beverly. That's Thursday. And then the night after that, we're at Atwoods in Cambridge. Which are our next local show.
Great way to go and see great music after tax day to relax and enjoy.
What day's tax day?
Well, if they go and see you, they can go and relax and enjoy.
Stop the tent jars.
Nasty stub. So is that really ripping them off, or just acquiring the great sound?
It's having good taste.
I've been listening to a lot of Fred Belo recently, and Clifton James as well. Matt kind of showed me, you know, where to start with all the blues material. I've been a jazz drummer for a long time, and I've played lots of other different styles. I used to play with the Tokyo Tramps, actually.
They've been here before.
I've been just getting into the 50s.
You've got large wings in there. So, growing up, we'll start and go backwards. Who did you listen to? Who were your influences? And what made you want to play music?
I grew up on like the Eagles and stuff like that. My brother's a guitarist also, so I grew up playing. From there, jazz.
Such a
as I got older, I guess as I hit late 20s, early 30s, when I started this small kind of thing, I started kind of learning it and
So, how did your family feel about playing music?
My father's musician. He loved it. He loved certain bands, the kind of shows. All our bands that come out of the same so, it's your life. My father, and my father, has a band locally for years, and collects guitars, and
so what do you think you'd be doing if you weren't playing?
Probably selling cars. I sold cars for, like, that's the only job I ever did. I had a couple sales jobs, and I was like, dropped out of school, out of college, and I did some sales jobs for about a year.
Better selling the sound than buying the cars.
Yeah, I like sales.
That would be cool. Just sitting on the side of the road playing the music. And
yeah, we all went to Berkeley. I enjoyed it. Very expensive. I didn't like have a scholarship or anything, so it was super pricey.
one if you could play with anybody, from the past or present, who would it be? Play jazz and now blues. I mean, they work very well together. Did you find anything that seemed different from transitioning from one to the other?
I find that playing blues has actually helped my jazz playing a lot, because a lot of the times, especially when I was younger playing jazz, I wanted to just fit as many notes as I could, broken triplets and all that stuff. But with blues, it's all about feel. Everything has to feel good, and that translates to the style. So I think as a player, I'm sure a lot to make sure everything I play feels good, and everything I play has a purpose. I just try to play lots of notey things that can make you have
So looking back on where you said you came from, would you want to record anything in that genre in the future on your own? Well, what you listen to, what you grew up listening to that you enjoyed, I mean, would you want to just, you know, have a side project and... got some albums
back
coming out in the future that we'd love to have you guys back in with.
Yeah,
definitely.
So, 2008, I started making instrumental records. I think that was when the first one came out. And the first two records were just under my name, Matthew Stubbs, and it was more soul-based, Memphis soul-based 60s music, kind of like the Marquees with horns. Short songs, not a lot of soul. I mean, it was soul-like, but it was very melodic-based. And it kind of just grew from that. I don't sing, so it was instrumental music. And then a few years ago, I started writing stuff that didn't really fit into that sound of those two records, totally. So I wanted to give it a different name, so I called it the Keepers, just to kind of, there's more percussion, there's no horns on it, it's organ guitar, and drums, and bass. So.
What made you choose the name? Not your own, but
Keepers. Antiguas, it's actually Fender guitars had a color, I think it was in the early 70s, called Antiguas, and it was really kind of ugly moss color sunburst, and I love it. So, just kind of, I feel like you hear that and you hear the music and it somehow makes sense. Kind of islandy. Well, cool. It was successful. That's why. Yeah. Well, I love scores and movies, old movies, and you know, the modern guy really like that stuff. So, yeah. Not sounds, not yet. I'd love to, though.
If you're listening out there,
thank you. I hear he's doing a new movie.
Where does the name GA20 come from? I think that's a common question.
It is. It's an amplifier made by Gibson. I guess it started in the late 40s, 49, the first one, and then up to the 60s. So it just stands for Gibson amplifier, and then the 20 is the size. They have all different sizes. Yep, I play one of most of the games.
So again, where can people get your music, and where are you going to be playing in the future?
So Right now, we just have the single out. You can get it on all the streaming or download sites, Apple, Amazon, the listener on Spotify. It's on Bandcamp, too. The record, we have a 45 coming out. I think it's going to drop in August. And then the whole full album, which is done, but is getting manufactured out, comes out in the fall, probably October. And then we're playing next gig, March 26th and 7th at the House of Blues Foundation Room. 18th at Chianti Jazz here in Beverly, and then the 19th at Atwood's in Cambridge.
You're taking over the Fenway area right before the Sox come back.
It looks that way.
So from one hit to another.
Yeah.
Well, thank you guys for coming. Anyone else have any more questions, comments, concerns before we go?
We don't have any no callers? We don't have any callers? I'll show some callers.
It was, the phone did ring.
It
rang three times.
Probably
yeah,
my
phone. That guy's still selling cars?
Yeah, the engine fell out, yeah.
Yeah.
They hit a pothole. Looking forward to the new albums that are coming out from each one of you and together. And love to have you guys back real soon.
Let's do it.
You guys have a standing invitation to come down here.
All right. Cool.
You've got a show coming up this week, don't you?
Oh, Tuesday. Well, that's going to be, I'm going to be playing a lot of Irish music and probably talking about the whole controversy about the SHA housing. Taking $5,000 for a private party that would have happened if they had access to public housing. So we'll be talking about that. And I'm going to attempt to get some councilmen in the next couple of weeks to discuss the major problems that we've been having with this whole vote on the releasing of funds and buildings for zoning. They just basically put themselves into a new
Well, we're going to go to Eric Clapton and the great B.B. King in a car that Matthew Stubbs sold them to be riding with the King.